In 2011, I resigned from my regular job. My current practice is what I call an integrative family medicine practice, which is more of a holistic type of practice. And in 2011, after working for about 11 and a half years or so, I was burned out. I was seeing over 30 to 40 patients a day, both inpatient and outpatients. I was the classic doctor who was in time debt. I didn't have a life. My patients loved me. The whole community loved me. But I knew that I was going to be one of those doctors that Dr. Wallach was preaching about yesterday in Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I was definitely headed for death. And although I may look healthy, young, and sprightly, I knew that inside it was a wrap. I could not maintain that kind of schedule for another 20 to 30 years. So I took a medical leave, well, actually not a medical leave, just took a leave of absence, and I thought it would be just a few months. It turns out that I told my wife after day one, I looked at her, and I remember exactly where I was sitting in the kitchen. I looked at her, and I told her, I'm not going back to Babylon. Amen. The question then remained, what was I going to do? So I sat down in my office at home, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what would you like me to do? And he said, sit down, son. I sat down, and he said, start writing. And I thought, okay, well, all I did was work. What am I going to write about? I'm not a writer. He said, answer one simple question. Begin by answering the question of what was the most common question that you were asked in your office over the last decade? And that question was, should I take a multivitamin? As a classically trained, traditional allopathic physician, I was asked that question at least 10 to 15 times a day. I'm well trained, board certified, but I did not have a good answer. One day it might be, yes, sure, take a multivitamin. Another day it might be, that's just expensive urine. And I realized that I wasn't being true to myself, and most importantly, I wasn't being true to my patients. So I began to research to answer that question. Should we take a multivitamin? Of course, I should have learned this in medical school, but as Dr. Wallach pointed out, medical doctors don't take an ounce of nutrition in medical school. So I was unknowledgeable. And I thought, well, what I'll do then is go ahead and begin to research that question, and I started with vitamin A. So the first chapter of my book is vitamin A. Second chapter, all the B vitamins. Third chapter, vitamin C, and so on. Ultimately, that led to the question of minerals. Well, what are these minerals? What's the deal with these minerals? Naturally, Dr. Wallach's name came up, and I began to learn all about Dr. Wallach and read his book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, watched a bunch of YouTube videos, read Rare Earth Minerals, subsequently purchased and read the book, Fire Your Doctor, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to fire myself. And I'm fired. No, but yesterday, we're hired. Hey, longevity, give it up. Give it up. Give it up. In closing, I began to pray. I took a year and a half off. I thought I was just going to take about 30 days, write a simple guide to health and wellness. Ended up being a three-volume book, 414 pages. Not yet published, but I'm super duper excited about it. But I began to pray. And what I prayed was I would ask God to get me out of time debt. I subsequently opened a new practice, 2 years in the running now, and I'm still in time debt. It's no coincidence, Scott, that we met. Prayers are answered. And they're answered due to our humility, due to our passions, They're answered due to sending information via our thoughts into the atmosphere, whether it's through prayers, whether it's through writing our goals down. Ultimately, that information is gone, is sent into the atmosphere, and it's brought right back to us. We simply have to be ready. And I was ready because the pain was so deep. When Scott walked in that booth, it was automatic. Longevity, of course, I've been prepared for this for the last decade.